Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS danes v soboto 24. aprila 2021. Vrstijo se številni dogodki, številna praznovanja in v torek med drugim praznujemo dan boja proti okupatorju, potem nas čakata 1. in 2. maj, ki sta praznika dela v Republiki Sloveniji, seveda. V Avstraliji bomo praznovali Anzac Day. No in čez slaba dva meseca, točneje v petek 25. junija 2021, bo največje praznovanje doslej, se mi zdi, ali pa eno največjih, to je 30-letnica naše domovine Slovenije, dan državnosti. In ob tej priložnosti sem povabila pred mikrofon oziroma na drugi strani telefonske linije, se mi je pridružila Frances Urbas Johnson, vsem dobro znana članica Sveta ministrstva za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu ter predsednica Sveta slovenskih organizacij v Viktoriji. Lep pozdrav, Frances, in dobrodošla ponovno v slovenski oddaji.
Jo, hvala, Katarina, lepo pozdravljena in lepe pozdrav poslušalcam in poslušalkam na današnje oddaje.
Ja, hvala lepa, da si se odločila in prišla v oddajo takole v oddaljeni telefonski zvezi, ne tako zelo oddaljeni, kot ponavadi intervjuamo ali pa sprašujemo kakšne goste. Še dobro, da sva obe v Viktoriji, da se lahko tudi kdaj srečava zdaj, ko so omejitve malce sproščene. Ampak povej vsem poslušalcem, ker nekaj se že pripravlja za naš veliki praznik, za 30-letnico, kaj se bo dogajalo, kje bo to in nasplošno malo več povej, da bodo ljudje se tudi znali pripraviti ali pa načrtovati, da bodo prišli praznovati.
Ja, hvala za priložnost, Katarina. I'd like to give everyone an update of some of the goings on that are happening for this very special celebration of the 30th anniversary of Slovenian independence. A number of years ago in 2017, we organized a flag raising event for this special day on the 25th of June at Federation Square, which was the inaugural event. And since then, every year we have had the Slovenian flags flying at Federation Square on this day, the 25th of June. And we are very lucky to Federation Square management and the City of Melbourne for this opportunity. To be able to fly these flags on the day. And this year being a very special year, as we mentioned, being the 30th anniversary, we will actually be on site to do the flag raising again. And I would like to invite everybody to be a part of this, because the more that are down there, the lovelier it will be. So looking at the day, we're actually organising transportation so that it makes it easy for people to get into the city, and also then there's not the worries about parking. So we're organising transportation of a bus, which would do a loop. And further details of this will follow, but for now I'll just share that it would be going from somewhere in the western suburbs around Keilor. It would then come to Kew, where there will be a mass at 10 a.m. on the Friday, or Marsha za Domovino. From there we would make our way to Federation Square on the bus for the formal proceedings to commence at 12 p.m. Now, at Federation Square, we are not anticipating for these formal proceedings to take too much time. We do understand that it would be the middle of winter here in Melbourne, and it is quite chilly and cold, and we don't know what sort of weather we will get, because we will be outdoors. We will be at the actual flagpoles. So that would be, the formal proceedings wouldn't take too long. After that, we can pop ourselves back onto the bus and back to the Slovenian church at Kew for some light refreshments in the Dvorana under the church. And from there, the bus would return to Keilor for anyone that had come from that side of town. So in short, they are the current logistics that we're working with for the day. We've had a subcommittee working on this event, Katerina, which you are of course very familiar with, being a very vibrant participant of that subcommittee, and we're very much appreciative for your involvement and for the involvement of the other members, being Lenti Lenkor, Paul Belts from SDM, Anita Markic, who's very involved in the initial push here in Australia for an independent Slovenia all those years ago, as was Lenti Lenkor, and Julia Champal, who is our secretary of our subcommittee and on the committee at SDM along with Paul. So to this subcommittee, I also extend my thanks for all their work so far. It's been a wonderful contribution from everybody, and so we are all very much looking forward to the event. And again, as I said, we welcome everyone in the community to come along and bring a little Slovenian flag and come along and enjoy the event with us.
Ja, to je zelo lepa priložnost za vse tiste, ki morda ne marajo voziti, tako kot si prej omenila, da gredo na avtobus, da se tudi malo podružijo z drugimi rojaki. Sicer je to še delovni dan v Avstraliji, petek, ampak sej, če se toliko prej ve, pa lahko morda si vzamemo čas vsi skupaj in počastimo našo domovino Slovenijo na Federation Square, tako kot si rekla. SBS radio bo seveda to oglaševal skozi ves juni in tudi prej, pred tem bomo omenjali, vas spominjali, da pridite, da se udeležite tega velikega dogodka, ker ne samo, da bo uradni del, ampak bo tudi glasba, bo tudi kakšna pesem in vsi so dobrodošli, da tudi prinesejo inštrumente, da se morda celo oblečejo v narodne noše.
Katerina, what you said there is exactly what we have in mind. We would love to see color, vibrancy, people showing their national pride. This is a big celebration. It is a very big event, and please, if you can come to Federation Square, as we said, there is a bus there to make it easier for people to be able to go in. We actually had organised a bus back in 2017, which was very successful. We had a full bus, which made it much easier for people to be able to go in and out. But please, yes, Slovenia national costumes, we'd love the more of those that we see, the more beautiful it would be. Again, some memories back from 2017 where we had a couple of the beautiful ladies in the beautiful national costumes, Vera Burnett and Anna Tegel, ladies, but your names come to mind. The looks on people's faces when they saw these national costumes, as people that were just walking around Federation Square. We had tourists just the general public, absolutely incredulous at our celebrations, at our music. They participated in the dancing. It was such a lovely, just a beautiful event, and the way that everybody participated, we'd love to see a repeat of that, if not, in bigger numbers. We had amazing numbers of people attend on that day. Again, Friday is a working day this year. However, as you mentioned, Katerina, why not give yourself a long weekend from work and come down and celebrate this, momentous occasion. It's a once in a lifetime. These are memories that you can make for yourself today. You can't put these things off. This is your life. Live it to the full.
Ja, zelo lepo povedano, pa se mi zdi, da se bodo potem tudi praznovanja nadaljevala v konec tedna, soboto, nedeljo. Mislim, da se nekaj pripravlja tudi v Eltamo, če sem prav slišala.
Yes, look, the various clubs around, from what I know, around Victoria and of course, around Australia, as you've been telling us, the there are various celebrations to be had at the clubs, and I know that Geelong and Yadran and Eltham are doing something. Now, as I'll just say quickly, as a spokesperson for Eltham, of which I'm involved in, on the committee, we are celebrating on the Saturday, the 26th, in the evening, with a big bonfire. Again, a lot of live music, a bit of oompa-pa, some fantastic food, and yes, as I said, other clubs also, similar celebrations, which I'm sure will be advertised on your program. Again, come out there. If you can't make it to Federation Square, come along to one of the clubs. You're all welcome. It would be great to see people enjoying this momentous occasion. Make a big long weekend of it. This is going to be something really special, and we're all really looking forward to it and looking forward to everybody's participation.
Tako, bodimo ponosni, da smo Slovenci, pokažimo to še vsem ostalim v središču Melbourna, ker na soboto oziroma na petek je veliko ljudi, velik pretok turistov, pa tudi vsakdanjih ljudi, ki morda imajo odmor za kosilo, pa bodo malce pokukali, kaj se tam dogaja. Tako da jaz upam, da bo prišlo veliko ljudi, mi bomo o tem še govorili. In zaenkrat, Frances, najlepša hvala, da si se nam oglasila in da si nam povedala malo več o tem dogodku, torej juni, 25. juni v petek, avtobus gre iz Western Suburbs in potem v Kew, kjer bo maša ob 10, potem pa ob 12, torej opoldne, proslava in dvig zastav na Federation Square. Tako da res najlepša hvala, Frances.
Ja, najlepša hvala tebi, Katarina, and thank you to SBS for all your support, all your assistance with this, and for everything else that you do for our community. And thank you to all the listeners. Hvala lepa vsem.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.